#Introduction. Welcome to Stage 1 of our course. Data Analytics and SQL for SQA in the AEC industry. In this stage, we will lay the groundwork for understanding data analytics and its critical role in the architecture, engineering, and construction sectors. As you transition into a role that demands a deeper understanding of data, this stage will empower you with the essential concepts you need. So, let's embark on this enlightening journey together. Main content. Introduction to data analytics. Data analytics is the process of examining data sets to draw conclusions about the information they contain. In the AEC industry, data analytics plays a transformative role. It allows firms to make informed decisions, optimize project management, and enhance collaboration. Imagine being able to predict project delays or assess resource allocation more effectively. This is the power of data analytics. The process begins with data collection, which can include everything from project timelines to financial expenditures. Once collected, this data can be analyzed to reveal trends and insights that drive business decisions. For instance, if a construction firm analyzes data from previous projects, they may identify patterns that lead to more efficient workflows. Data analytics can be thought of as a cycle that includes data collection, processing, analysis, and visualization. Each stage is crucial. Collecting accurate data is fundamental, while the analysis helps uncover insights, and visualization aids in communicating those insights effectively. For example, using a simple chart to show project completion rates can quickly convey the success of various teams. Basics of data. Now let's delve into the types of data you'll encounter. Data can be broadly classified into two categories: qualitative and quantitative. Qualitative data describes characteristics and qualities, such as client feedback or project descriptions. On the other hand, quantitative data involves numerical values, such as project costs or timelines. Understanding these distinctions is crucial, as they dictate how you will analyze and interpret the data. In the AEC context, you may frequently deal with project schedules, budgets, and resource allocations, all of which are quantitative data. However, qualitative data such as client satisfaction surveys can also provide valuable insights. The interplay between these types can lead to a more holistic view of project success. To illustrate, consider a scenario where a construction project is behind schedule. The quantitative data might show the number of days delayed, while qualitative feedback from the team can provide context, such as unforeseen weather conditions or resource shortages. Analyzing both types of data together offers a better understanding of the project challenges. Introduction to SQL. Next, let's introduce SQL, or Structured Query Language. SQL is the standard language used to manage and manipulate databases. In the AEC industry, SQL can help you query large datasets to extract meaningful information. Imagine having a database of past project data at your fingertips. With SQL, you can quickly retrieve information about project durations, costs, or even team performances. For example, with a simple SQL query, you can find out how many projects were completed within budget over the last year. This ability to extract specific information from vast amounts of data not only saves time but also enhances decision-making. A common SQL operation is the select statement, which allows you to retrieve specific columns from a table. For instance, SQL, select project underscore name, budget from projects where status equals completed. This query would return the names and budgets of all completed projects, enabling you to assess financial performance easily. Database management basics. Finally, let's touch upon database management basics. A database is essentially an organized collection of data. In the AEC industry, databases can store everything from architectural designs to project budgets. Understanding how to navigate and manage these databases is pivotal for effective data analytics. You'll want to be familiar with concepts such as tables, records, and fields. A table in a database might represent projects, with each record detailing a specific project's attributes. Knowing how to structure and query these tables will be fundamental as you move forward in your data analytics journey. Additionally, it is important to understand the relationships between different tables. For example, a project's table might be linked to a team's table, allowing you to see which team was responsible for each project. This relational aspect of databases enhances the depth of analysis you can perform. A simple join operation in SQL can combine data from these tables to give you insights such as ... SQL, select projects, project underscore name, team underscore name, from projects, join teams on projects, team underscore id equals teamsid, ... This query would return a list of projects along with the teams responsible for them, providing a clear picture of team allocations. Conclusion. As we wrap up stage one, remember that the foundation of data analytics is built on understanding the types of data available and the tools, like SQL, that enable you to analyze that data. This knowledge will serve as a stepping stone to more advanced concepts in data analytics tailored to the AEC industry. You are now equipped with the essential skills to begin your transition into this exciting domain. Reflection questions. 1. How can you apply the concepts of qualitative and quantitative data to your current projects? 2. In what ways can SQL enhance the decision-making process in your role? 3. Reflect on a recent project. How could data analytics have changed the outcome or process? Thank you for your attention. And let's look forward to diving deeper into data analytics in the next stages.